Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Okay, the Reds have won today. The Diamondbacks are losing, a big one for the Mets tonight. What a weekend we are set up for. So I was going through this with Loogie in the newsroom. Well, I'm going to predict the five events New Yorkers wake up most excited for on Sunday.
For Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay.
So we are on Thursday. When we wake up Sunday, New Yorkers, what are we most excited for on Sunday?
All right, go ahead.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
The final round of the Ryder Cup at Bethpage. You know, people are all stewed up for that. Gio's got the tap room, but it banks at number five. Unfortunately for the Ryder Cup and all those that care, there's just too much going on with the baseball and football to rise up any higher than five here.
One thing I've learned in life is respect others. I respect how much everyone loves this. Could not care less.
Yeah. No doubt. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Rays and Jays at 3 p.m. Can totally see this being a Jays could cough up the division for good game.
So the Yankees go into 162 tied. Because if you go in a game up,
yeah,
you care about that game, but it's, hey, if we win, it doesn't matter.
This is where I sense it's going.
Okay, so we will go in a 162 in a tie, and the Yankees need help to win the American League.
Which is going to create an interesting way to manage that game. All right, and here we go.
Not that interesting.
Number three.
It's not that interesting. You go Bells, you go for it. What do you mean? What do you mean? You got an off day on Monday. You can go for it.
Bells to the wall? Just say balls to the wall.
Yeah, I'm trying to clean up the show. I think you get too dirty sometimes.
Bells to the wells?
Yeah, bells to the wells.
Okay.
Why not? What are you not going to use Devin Williams? I mean, what? You have an off day on Monday.
Might scare me if we do. All right, here. Did you play number three? All right.
Number three.
Orioles-Yankees. A win and a Jays loss. Yankees are division champs. We'll be biting our nails early Saturday morning.
No question about it.
Sunday morning.
No question.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
A Mets win and in spot Mets-Marlins. Oh, that's a cheek clincher all morning.
Would you sign for that scenario? It's 162. They have a one-game lead on either or both. And you know if they win, they're in. And if they lose, you know, pretty good chance one of the other teams comes through and the Mets miss the playoffs. Would you sign for that scenario?
You know me, Evan. I don't like signing for things because I feel like that's sort of a defeatist mentality. I just want to go for it. I want to clinch before that. So my answer to you is no.
I would definitely sign for it because it means they get the Sunday with control. The Mets could lose control tonight. It's on the table. If they lose tonight, they've lost control because the Reds would tie them with the tiebreaker. So you're asking me to maintain until Sunday where it's a win and in situation? I would take it.
What's the earliest the Mets could clinch based on the real quick math? That's what I would
say. So if they win tonight, that means they're still tied or still up a game.
Yep.
If they win and the Reds lose tomorrow, they're up two games. So the soonest they could clinch is Saturday.
Okay, so I would sign for that.
You know what you need on the Rico?
What's that?
The nerdy guy who does the elections in Sunday Night Football for the playoff races.
You don't know his name?
I forgot his name.
Come on.
I knew his name. I forgot his name.
Disrespectful.
Do you know his name?
Of course.
What's his name?
Chuck Todd. No, I'm just kidding.
You know who I'm talking about. Marlins win here. He'd be great on the Rico. All right.
Read his biography. He's had some life. Go ahead.
I don't even know his name.
I forgot his name, but I know a lot about him. I just forgot his name.
But you apparently don't know the most basic thing about him.
Read his biography. Crazy.
Okay. Here we go.
Number one.
And I still believe inevitably with all this baseball, the number one event New Yorkers will wake up most excited for Sunday is Jackson Dart's debut versus the Chargers. It feels like it's gaining steam
I think in the case of the Yankees, because they're in the playoffs, I can see a lot of fans saying, yeah, we're in, no big deal. But I think if the Mets are playing for their playoff lives, You know what? You're right, because no one will wake up excited about the Mets.
Yeah.
We'll wake up fearful about the Mets.
And I also think the Jackson Dart game happening at 1 as opposed to the Mets at 3, that's the first check mark you got to get through. Sunday's going to be a long day, man.
It can be. I mean, it is also potential that the Mets are eliminated before Sunday. It's also potential the Mets have clinched before Sunday. It's also the potential the Yankees are not playing for the division on Sunday. So the baseball thing could be amazing. It also may be meaningless, in fairness. Yeah.
If the Mets are playing for their lives on Sunday, it'll be the number one thing in New York that people are watching. Why do I say that, Sean? Let me think. I'm in a group text, not the one I got out of yesterday with you and C-Mac and Sean. We are in with one with all our buddies that are all Yankee fans. The Yankees are obviously doing what they're doing. They're about to clinch the number one seed in the American League.
No.
Did one of those Yankee fans text about the Yankees last night? Nope. They were texting about the Reds and the Diamondbacks and the Mets. Yankee fans are more invested in what's going on with the Mets than they are with their own team, at least from my view.
Well, we had already clinched a playoff spot.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I'll say this. There's one thing you're factually wrong about, and this is where it's more of a football thing. More people are going to watch the Giant Charger game than the Met Marlin game Sunday.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's just a football thing.
Yeah, I don't have to get slippery Pete for those numbers.
It's also like regular TV,
yeah,
which still matters versus SNY.
Totally.
And no offense to SNY. Hello, SNY. We love you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're talking about 400,000 people watching the Met game. Yeah. But you know what? Can you ask slippery Pete? That'd be good to look at.
Yeah. See how much they do cut in.
The game matters, though, because, I mean, that's the other circumstance. Like, there's routes here where the Mets are eliminated before Sunday or the Mets are already in by Sunday. So things can happen.
I do want to update one quick thing before we move on tonight. The latest weather report for those of you going to Yankee Stadium tonight. According to weather.com, we have a 35% chance of showers at 7. At 8 p.m., it goes to 97% heavy thunderstorms over the Bronx before dipping to 18% at 9 o'clock. Why do I bring this up? I'm just going to tell the New York Yankees. This is too important a game.
Wait.
If this is heavy thunderstorms at 8 and you're like, only 35% chance of showers, start the game at 9 o'clock.
Well, keep an eye on what the Yankees have announced. Yeah. I'm assuming the gates will be open because they're going to play tonight. They kind of have to.
You can't start Rodon and then let him go 2 and then sit through an hour and a half rain delay.
No, I understand. I get you. I mean, you don't want to do that at any point in the season, right. But clearly with only 4 games left. So, yeah, if you're heading out to Yankee Stadium tonight, get comfortable because it may be a long night. But you know what's great this day and age? There's clubs to go to.
Totally.
There's places to hang out. I'll never forget being at a Yankee-Mets rain delay the night that Robin Ventura dressed up as Mike Piazza and ran on the tarp. You remember that old man?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, dude, it was so uncomfortable being in the runway of Yankee Stadium that I said to my dad in the middle of the rain delay, I'm going to go to my seat. And he's like, it's pouring. And I was like, yeah. It was so awful just standing there in those grungy runway areas that I sat through the Met Yankee rain delay, which, of course, they never resumed the game.
Poncho on?
I don't even remember. I honestly can't answer that. I think I was bare naked. Not like completely naked, but I didn't have anything covering me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a tough guy.
It was crazy. I'll never forget that game. It was really weird. Like, David Cone pitched for the Yankees. He was having an awful season, but he pitched like 2 scoreless innings. The Mets were already losing the game. And when it got rained out, I was kind of happy because I was like, damn, we weren't winning this game anyway.
That's amazing.
Let's get to some of your phone calls. Let's go to Jason in Brooklyn. What's up, Jason?
Yeah, what's up, boys? And listen, the Raleigh thing, pretty much simple. He plays in Seattle. Judge plays in the Little League ballpark. Okay, about the Mets. Their season ended right after they were 7 games out. They swept the Phillies. The Marlins came in, took 3 out of 4. They went to Cincinnati. They lost 2 out of 3. Then they went to Philadelphia. Then they got, it was over. And the GM should be fired, the manager should be fired, and...
Well, I appreciate that, but I want to get back to your first point because you said something, and a lot of people listening probably accept it as fact. Like, hey, Seattle's a really, it's a really tough hitter's ballpark. Yankee Stadium's Little League. Ha-ha, let's all move on. So there's this cool thing. It's geeky, but it's cool, and it's going to blow everybody's mind if you stick with me here. Baseball Savant is a website. And it has this stat where it gives you the expected home runs if the game was played in that ballpark the entire year. So, for example, it's pretty cool. Not an exact science, but, hey, if Cal Raleigh played in Detroit, this is what his home run total would be. If he played here, this is what his home run total would be. So I have that for Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. And I'm going to blow everybody's mind because what our last caller said isn't true. It sounds good. It's just not true. There is only 2 stadiums in the entire sport where Cal Raleigh would have benefited from playing in. That means what he's done in Seattle, hitting 60 home runs, obviously not all at home, he would have benefited more in only two other stadiums. And I'll name them for you if you care. One is Cincinnati, and the other is Sacramento. Okay. That's it. If Cal Raleigh played at Yankee Stadium, do you want to know what his expected home run total would be? This is awesome because it's crazy. 48.
Interesting.
Let's do Judge, though, because, hey, okay, that's great, Evan. Thanks for that information. If Aaron Judge played in, let me count it, 15 other ballparks, Aaron Judge would hit more home runs. 15. So this statement that we make and we just repeat it because we've heard it and we felt it, it's not true.
Well, hold on.
Aaron Judge would hit more home runs playing in 15 other ballparks, including Seattle. How about that? So everybody could take their narratives and they can shove it. Unless you think Baseball Savant is just fake and made up.
I respect what Baseball Savant does. I've seen the website. But what I don't know based on what you're reading is that just the home run stuff? Because remember, it's not just the home runs. The knock on Raleigh is all the other numbers Judge has. Like, would Cal Raleigh have a higher batting average? An OPS? Like, would he have all of that playing in a different ballpark?
Well, I could look that closer for you.
I'm just saying.
But
I
love how you just changed the conversation.
Evan
proved something.
No.
That's interesting.
No.
Let's move on to something else.
I'm generally curious because remember, the argument is, what do we care about home runs? What about all the other numbers? Would Cal Raleigh, by playing in a pitcher's ballpark, benefit by playing in Yankee Stadium as opposed to with the other numbers?
Well, I tell you, he hit less home runs. Okay. I mean, that we already know.
And then that would balance out the argument, and that's fair.
But I appreciate our last caller because he said something that everyone thinks. And when we think something, we just assume it's true.
Sure.
But there's data. And I'm not saying expected home runs is perfect. Of course not. I couldn't even tell you how they figured it out. Though I am reading, expected home runs tells how many of the players' home runs would have been out of other stadiums.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Adjusted views for different hot wall heights, distances, environmental effects using StatCast park factor data. So, cool. Sounds good. I don't get it. But we repeat something over and over again because we just think it. It's not fair to do that. We do it too much. Like, sometimes you can look at stuff. And according to that, Baseball Savant, Aaron Judge gets hurt by playing at Yankee Stadium. But because we say it over and over, it's a little league park, we just assume it's true. We accept it. So stop believing the lies that people tell you. Do your own freaking research and you'll see it. I'm fascinated. Okay. So there you go. Drop the mic.
Good stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.